we began the planning with some visioning by our board of directors. Joel comes to the board meeting and he facilitates a session. You know, we've generally done these as really part of the regular board meeting. So they take an hour or so, Joel, I suppose, generally. And then the board comes up with three or four areas of focus. And these areas of focus really provide the framework for the staff as we really put together the strategic plan. So we kind of take the gathering of information on the road, right, Joel?
Yes, exactly. And what we do next is really do focus groups with our staff at each of our offices. We really want the staff to be able to tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly. And Dr. Freeman and I will make that trip. It's quite an expensive trip going from Knoxville to Chattanooga and Memphis and so on. Each of those offices it's important for them to see the leadership and understand that we're interested in their thoughts. When we started this, I thought that staff would kind of be polite and be able to not pull punches, but they are very frank, they're very open, they want it to be the best process. And so we do hear a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly, we appreciate the staff's trust in us to be able to discuss this with us. We also do staff surveys. We like the ultimate question. Some of you have heard of that, I'm sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to refer a family member or friend to work at Cherokee Health Systems or to get care at Cherokee Health Systems? So you have a quantitative number that staff will be able to say, an 8 or 9 or 10, whatever it might be, 1 or 2 or 3 possibly. And then the qualitative part of that is, well, what would it take for us to be a 10? And so the staff will give us that quantitative number, and they'll also give us that qualitative input that we can then use. It might be having to do with salary, it might have to do with benefits, it might have to do with office locations, it might have any other thing that might impact their ability to do their jobs. And we do the same thing with patients. We want patient input as well. And so we use that same ultimate question with our patients on a scale of 1 to 10. How likely are you to refer a family member or friend to Cherokee Health Systems? So again, a patient might say an 8. And then we ask them, well, what would it take to be a 10? And then they will give information like easier appointments or my provider spoke to me more, or whatever it might be that's on their mind. So staff focus groups and patient surveys are an important part of the data collection process.
And another source of information for our plan comes from the CEO Advisory Council. This is a staff-driven input vehicle that I convened several years ago. So the staff at each office select their representative on the council. Council members serve for a year. We meet quarterly. And when we meet, our executive assistant and I listen and take a lot of notes.